Ойм. Хош лайсу нуве как мосе, как мосе не скаяс. Хош как мосе нуве лайсу ин как мосе не скаяс. The balance of this Mishnah. Similar to the balance of the last Mishnah. The Yiras Chet has to come before the Chokhma, and the Maisim have to be Merudim, with a number in the Chokhma. Maisim have to be Merudim, the Chokhma, so even the Chokhma is in the sky. Chokhma, that's Merudim, Maisav, that was sky. The Shifford. My main problem. One major problem.
We have no idea what it is.
Yeah. That's the obvious question. Baba. What relationship is there between mice and the cock? Basic aristocratic philosophy is that cock and mice have no relationship. Do as I teach you, and as I do. What I teach you, to do as I teach you now. So I do it. That's what the world looks the way it does. There were being the Chokhma of the time. Chokhma, something that Goyim can have. Chokhma of the time. So why is the world so stupid? Because there's no one. Do as I teach you, and as I do. Why don't you do as you teach you? It's the Chokhma and the person of that relationship. In nicest of times, this is called a Chomor Nesis for him. Person who has Chokhmah and doesn't become involved with it, won't become one with it, does not become related to it. Not only does it not grow from the having of Chokhmah, but it destroys his human nature. It turns him into an animal. Even Torah, we have such a concept of Chomor Nesis for him. They'll turn him into Chomor for him. He can't be an Odin Nesis for him. It's not a Talmud Chokhmah, so it's a Chomor Nesis for him. Yeah. Chokhmah is dangerous. It has a dangerous side to it. To the degree that the Chokhmah is not Miskayim, the Odin isn't Miskayim either. What you have left is a very, very brilliant animal. Extremely dangerous. Much more dangerous than a stupid animal. Animals were created with just enough intelligence to do each one according to his task in the world. Because their tasks are limited, there's some basic, limited requirements that each animal is supposed to do. So he has exactly how much intelligence he needs to do his job. When you put on Chokhmah on a person, that's not going to relate to him. Not only it doesn't bring up the person, it brings the person down. Chokhmah going timing, all of the biggest wishes started in the universities. All the revolutions, isn't. The Chokhmah that's not related to Maisim, as much as Chokhmah, proper Chokhmah, is the Yesod of Binyan Olam, is the Yesod of that makes a person special, that makes the greatness of a human being, that when it's not Miskayim, when it doesn't relate to the actions of a person, so then in reverse, it turns it into a very, very dangerous form of animalistic behavior. Take out your history books, open to any page, and you can see the really good examples of this. We'll see maybe two Mahalchim in this Mishnah. One is the one that you find in any of the earlier Rishonim. Then he brings it. Shabizman, Shemaisa, Shalom, Rubin, Chokhmosoi. Nimtzes ha-taiva l'chokhmo b'doyla m'chokhmosay. The Nimtzes ki b'chol yoyim b'yoyim yoyisim chokhmo ha-chokhmosay. You know what the significance of Maisim are at the chokhmo? Very, very interesting point. says that if a person's nicer or greater than his chokhma, then a person has a constant yearning, a drive, a taiva. A person wants chokhma. So number one is he won't be stopped by difficulties to get it. And number two is when he gets it, he'll appreciate it. A person, choshe chokhma, move on a maisa. He has more chokhma than his maisa. Ech chokhma, is kayam. She needs a tavosa in chokhma, chusur, and chokhma. He has less desire for chokhma than his chokhma. The means of his chokhma, sorry, tiye pechesis for rechis. Even the chokhma that he already attained, that he already knows, is going to go out like a coal. If you don't blow on it, slowly diminishes, goes down until it goes out. What's the relationship between Meisim and Taiva of Chochma? It's a subject that the Yeshivas deal with all the time. That besides the knowledge of the Bachur, you have to deal with their desire to learn. Seems to be a learning problem, subject in learning, how to get them to get a Bachur to want to learn, how to get ourselves to want to learn. Meisim, you think, is a totally unrelated subject. We're reading Mishnah. So I can have it in my bag of chips. Spend time looking for the fact that people are fair. The very initially tells us the seed of how we're made up of, how we work. It tells us that every time that a person does any activity, it creates within him a relationship to the activity and a desire to continue again that activity. The people who have their whole lives with great drive to kick a ball across the lawn or something. Tremendous involvement, step up, all kinds of shtiyot. That if they would ever stop for 5 minutes to say, what value does this have in any terms? To have a very difficult time relating to it. You may have to go to the psychologist or whoever they go to try to clarify what's this all about, because there's a big steer that they have between the lack of meaning in what they're doing. But you can't tell me it's meaningless because I feel this tremendous importance. I feel a tremendous drive for these things. So I don't know exactly what the psychologist answers. I'm not going to worry about it. The real answer is that every action, it's a byproduct, you know, it's a good part of the halach of mitzvah gerais, mitzvah neveh, gerais, neveh. Every mitzvah creates in a person, both in Ruchni, a desire for a continuum and a strengthening of that a person did. If a person jumps up and down, and again he jumps up and down, and again he jumps up and down, he can develop a desire, a real involvement, and a gishmak of jumping up and down. And then he can turn himself into היום. First class here, the best jumper up and down on the block in the whole city. International yoga. Still a yoga. People mistakenly relate to the entire feeling. They feel of importance and drive that they have in themselves to say that there must be real meaning to what I'm doing. And the question is, do I understand it? I don't understand how I do it, but the fact that I have inside me this drive for something, that is maybe that creates within me a desire, and people get pulled into saying that therefore it's worthwhile. Basic definition is worthwhile since I did it before, so therefore I desire it, I feel it's important, therefore it is important. You can do this with anything. The more gashmi the activity is, the less this works. The more dimyani, artistic, ruchni in the most broadest, lowest sense of the word ruchni, the dvarvara, the stronger it works. So Rani says, you know where this works the worst? In pure wasting time. Total going. Something has absolutely zero value for anything on any level. What pleasure does a person have out of talking shtiyot? I mean, doing this garbage. Meaningless, doesn't get you anywhere, doesn't funny, doesn't you enjoy it, or nothing. It's called spending time. Very expensive price. Right? Spending time on what? Doing what? And people live on it. They can feel choked up. They can feel, can't survive. I gotta, you know, squat around the table. Why? This is a Zeru Mazer of Mumunatari. Of Chokhmah. Chokhmah is new of our honor. It's around the table in Israeli cross. Emptiness. Both of these are pure thing. The more a person does any activity, the more it creates in itself a need and a desire for the victory. The finish of the mission is that not just Kol HaLoimed creates himself a greater desire to live, which is Vadai Shiva. As far as the same Shivas go, that's the basic process. First, let's have a patient to learn. What do you do? So you wait until you start learning, until you have a patient to learn, you're going to wait a long, long time. First, of course, goes cautious. Person that has cholera is always going to be believers. Often going to be. So koshi, you have to overcome it. In the beginning, you have to work hard. You work hard, you learn. Every activity in learning develops a time in the learning, develops a lesson. And from there, you go on to learning properly with a greater lesson. The Mishnah tells us, according to these Rishonim's Mahalach, that there is an even easier, more basic word. Kosher Meisav, Mu'ur Mechokhmosoi, Mechokhmosoi Miskelenis. All Chokhma that we're dealing with, the mission here is not talking about zoology, chemistry. The Chokhma that we're talking about here is Chokhma Sateya. Chokhma Sateya and the Adam are twins. Torah matches up every aspect of a human being's existence, its activity, its koichos. It addresses every point, every situation. And it is magdil in is parallel completely to the reality of human being. The universe, therefore, is also so. Every activity of a human being, if it's kept in the proper polarity of the human being to the Torah, can go up the ladder the other direction. When a person does a mitzvah, without any chokhmah, doesn't know anything, he just knows that his Abba told him that when you get up in the morning, put on Torah and say Kriyishma. All mitzvahs, all mice and table, mice and here include mitzvahs, all mice and table. They don't have a they don't have a mokit, they don't have a matzah. Every action that a person does that is corresponding to Chochmah, is fitting to Chochmah. And that's what Torah teaches us to do. The chiluk of Torah of the Maisa, the Halacha, the Halacha of the Maisa that Torah teaches us, it teaches us to live al pi Chochmah. Where does it say? It's a pasuk of Furish. In Torah. Ki hi chachasla, even goyim, even the goy, mi am chacham, the nobles, the goy call them as it. Why? Because they have tremendous universities. So the pasuk says, "Mina the goyim they recognize the tremendous chacham of the Eden, and Klai Yisrael do the mitzvahs." Well, how? Who told the goyim to say? How do they know that? The Yid himself doesn't even necessarily have to know why there's such chokhmah in these actions. Sometimes when you work with Yid, the chokhmah, so you go around the other way, right? The state will say something, tarif such chokhmah. The standard film from birth through keeps tarif such chokhmah without ever really necessarily delving into the beauty, the greatness, the chokhmah of tarif such chokhmah. Tarif such chokhmah, I'm passionate. Finished. Sometimes you have to explain to somebody who doesn't know about it. It's very record, it was a very interesting thing we do here all. Where's it come from? What's it all about? What's it called? You start looking into it and say, shh. Good one there. Right? Makes a lot of sense. And there's a lot of good things. And there are all different areas and all different feathers. There's so many different ways that you can approach it all. And all the Chochmah of Torah is so real that it permeates so clearly through the actions that Torah teaches us that even if the person himself who does the actions is not aware of the Chochmah, the goy from the outside, the grubber Jojo again from down the block, he doesn't know why you're doing it. You're doing it because Chatzivani enough. But he sees the results. He says, why do I have a mess at home? And this person looks like a king. Why I can't get along with anybody? And he's loving everybody. How come my every area of my life is out of filter? And these Jews, whatever you do to them, they still come out on top. Whatever you do to them, they still come out. They come out smiling. One of the things that caused tremendous cynicism on the world. And it's all Shabbos. Downtrodden, hidden, inflicted discrepancies, all the sayers that there were. It came Shabbos. Every girl saw Yid was a B'nai Malachi. They saw it. And then they came up with all these theories. So how could it be? So it must be that they're really very rich. Everybody has money. Big bag of gold under their thing, and they're stealing all money and all kinds of other stories. They see the results. It's a miracle. You go after the Yid, you pour him on the sleeve. You say, you rich man? Rich. I don't have bread for my kids. Ah, come on, you're a king. You're a king. No, Shabbos, king. Don't even doubt it. No, Shabbos, keep Shabbos. Shopping. So what happened? The Goy says the Ben Melech, and Yid says he's a Kachzivani and Peri, Tom Nikim Shad. That's on the first level. Goy doesn't, the Yid doesn't necessarily have to know more. The Goy from the outside looks at it and says, these people have it all right. Thousands and thousands of times that the Goy, after 600 years of investigation, they come up with a tremendous theory, and they realize, you know, it's supposed to do it the way it says in the Torah. They've come on all kinds of different little nakudas like this. Where they see that whoever wrote this Torah, ki chokmos from Rama, because the Torah and the person are one, and the chokma and the person are one. Chokma means the chokmos of Torah. Therefore, a person cannot yet have the chokma, but he's the kind Torah. Between us, Kachtivani and Boyer, he creates in himself a connection to chokma that's beyond him. He's not so smart, he's not so educated, he's like chokma, as a chokma. Right up there, but I just keep telling mitzvahs because I'm a Yid. All of them always do. Chayesol people book. Why? Just because of the Tamil Chacham. Nowadays we have almost every hour people writing. It wasn't always like that. Because a couple of Yidden were writing, there was always a couple of Goyim writing too. Yeah. Because even the person who's working, he comes Shabbos, he comes an hour here, a Shia there, a Shia, everybody's learning. A Yid learning. Where does it come from? Because when you make mitzvahs, the mitzvahs are packages of chokhmah. They're mitzvahs of chokhmah Hashem. When a person puts on tefillin in the morning with the greatest pashtus, this is the simplest kavanah that it says in the siddur. And that's all. Kachzivani, a very important thing to put on tefillin, put on tefillin. It works. You have to know how electricity works to get a light to work. Put on the button and the light goes up. Electricity comes from across the country to the other side, there's a generator, what difference is it make? I put on the button, it works. Put on a little button on the radio, and I hear what's going on in China. I know how, it got it, what's the difference? You don't have to know for it to work. It's a reality that it sees some things. A car, I have to be a car mechanic to drive a car. Switch the ignition, put on the gas, and it moves. Mitzvahs are mitzvahs ruchniyim that package all of the chokhmahs of Torah, not the chokhmah of the greatest Talmud Chacham that we can know, the chokhmahs Hashem. So I think ma'aseh mitzvahs, a person can relate to chokhmah who is tremendously greater than him. So what does it do? Does he become brilliant when he does a mitzvah? No. That itself won't make you brilliant. But it will cause within a person's essence a desire to know myself. I have within me packages of folk. I have tremendous, I tell you, I have mice. These mice are packages of this folk. So it creates in a person a desire, a burning desire. More and more and more and more and more. It is myself and the ruler of the world. It's an unending chain of Nisim that developed Taira, from Chochmah, a Pikush of Chochmah, and Chochmos in his hands. If a person is Chochmos in the Ingram of Nisim, Pikush, he doesn't have an appreciation for the godless of Maisi and Mitzvahs. And he thinks Chas v'Shalom like the philosophers that the only ruach is to give value is intellectual. So he takes Torah itself, even when he's learning the Chokhmah, as intellectual exercise. And it's Maisi he does because, yeah, you gotta do it, otherwise, like you're not part of the club. But he doesn't have the feels, he doesn't feel that the nice or something that gives him what he was. then he works on both ends, he works in the opposite direction. The Meisim don't bring him to Chochma. And the Chochma itself, even when he is learning, he has Chochma. Chochma is like Meruba and Meisim. So he has some type of Chochma and Meruba. But it's Chochma Meruba that doesn't even bring, even the Chochma doesn't bring to Chochma. He's a diminishing coal. He has, there is a coal, but it's going to go out and out. The Kriyus of the Ficho when a person does mice and mitzvahs, tefila, mice and mitzvahs, it's a matter of course, it's an action. Because I got to do it, because that's the way it is, because otherwise I'm not a good Jew. Nikudah. Without any relationship to it. So even the chokhmah that he has, it doesn't affect him. Doesn't bring it to one chokhmah. It's going in the opposite direction. Chokhmah is chokhmah, so you will be myself. And chokhmah is chokhmah. This is the first mahalach, the mahalach of the Yishayim. So you say the Otzlam in the understanding, especially on the first half of it, the positive half, that through Maisei mitzvahs are one of the main sources for us to get the Torah. To get the Chokhmah. Through Maisim, a person can come to a relationship to Chokhmah that is tremendously beyond him. You can come up to Moshe Rabbeinu's Chokhmah. What does that mean? The poil you're going to turn to Moshe Rabbeinu? No. But you can develop a Chokhmah Taiva Mitis, a desire to learn, to know, to appreciate Chokhmah Hashem. To some degree, you'll be Zeich and Eilam Hazeh. To a greater degree, you'll be Zeich and Eilam Hazeh. Every Miaisa, every mitzvah that a person does, besides the union of the Tzchar mitzvah that there is, every mitzvah is a kinyan in Torah. Every mitzvah is a kinyan in Chokhmah, and its expression is in desire. It's a expression, it's an ignorance, it's an echo, and in a higher form, it's Taiva L'Chokh HaFishon.
What's that? Yeah, and maybe the Dimaisa. Maybe the Dimaisa. To hear Maisa, as it comes to Taiva, to understand.
That's what it says here. Go ahead. It brings him to wanting. Talmud itself, it still requires saying that I can't avoid that. You can only attain Chokhmah, you can only attain Taiva the Chokhmah with this. That means the results are two. Number one, the chances is you go after and receive more Chokhmah. You learn more. Number two, when you learn, you appreciate it, so you'll be claiming it. But the Torah, I just put it broad, directly, the more a person learns, the more the Teva is the higher than the inductive process. It has a direct effect. This is a two-step effect. It develops the Taiva. The learning is that you don't become alarmed because you do this. You're not going to turn into alarmed because you do this. The only way to become alarmed is to learn. Doing mitzvahs to help a person.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I don't understand one thing. This doing of the being the meisim, which seems to build a desire to continue, is that based on the soul that for each given individual, there's a particular thing he may want to do the chachil. I mean, let's say,
it's a related yisoid, but it's not the yisoid we're talking about right
now. Okay, so what I don't understand that the Rav said is that
if a person...
If I wanted to play, if I kick the football, I should want to kick it again? But I don't believe that. I don't believe I necessarily would. I might say, enough of this. I mean, isn't there some, like a... An inclination in one direction, one thing or another. A lot of things we don't do, we leave them, we don't continue on with them.
You know why?
So that's what I want to understand. Why do I leave it?
Why do you leave it there? Because when you did it without any...
this first desire, you got the first dot.
Yeah. You did it because you were copying him.
So in other words, if you have the first dot, so then it'll start the second.
You're copying him. Yeah. You want to be... He does it, must be good. So let's try it, try it. Oh, it's kind of not so good. Actually, kind of boring. See, leave it. And everybody, this is it. This is, I mean, that's what makes life go around. I got to do it too. Some people go around that circle. It relates to the individual mice. That's specifics. It's not the subject of this mission. It's also it works so well. But the story that mice create desire is the story that you have only in time. And Elchanan, as the Goyim explains, it's not a mahalach tibi. There's no scientific explanation for this. This is a mahalach ruchni. And it comes through the neshama, it doesn't come through the guf. Every action a person does causes a connection to a person between that person and the shayush of that action. What that ruchni is. That gives a person a kinyan, that gives a person a desire, that gives a person a kinyan to kinyan. That might seem to relate. Each thing pointed to yisur, each thing. Every mice played that the mission is talking about over here corresponds to some degree and to some level and some other one thing or whatever it is, but it has a package of chokhmah in it. And that chokhmah is chokhmah session. A person comes to a relationship to be appreciated. A chokhmah is a term. You know, he's quite simple. He hasn't learned that much. The mice. Especially when the mice are done with the relationship of life. The mice are done with the suffering of the chutz. So that's the reverse route, especially.
You contact me. I found that the mahal of sometimes doing something dafka with slava sometimes had the opposite effect. Where that's in my, if I wasn't the cashew with what it was doing, right? And trying to be the Islavos about it only emphasized the fact that I really don't want to do this, and the forcing of the Islavos at the negative.
Forcing Islavos is a steering definition. Huh? Anybody asks themselves, what am I supposed to be feeling? Right? Should go directly to jail and don't collect $200. You're not supposed to be asking yourself, what are you supposed to feel? You're supposed to feel it. If you don't have to do something, but you can't force it. Any effort, any way, any attempt to force emotions, or even more than that, to force the Shabbat, to force Ruach, will have a counterproductive effect. Why?
Because
it's coming from all sources. You can't come from outside in, it's coming from inside out. Anything that's not developed inside, it's not going to be real. Anything that's not real, when you're talking about inner purpose, it's like a very, very off-tune song. It really ruins it.
So, it has to come from inside out. Mice, if you say you don't have it inside and you can't work from outside to get it,
so how do you get it?
So you actually end up not having it.
No. So I don't know, how do we work on the insides? How does a person work on the insides? That's an important question. It's not very important. The wrong question. One of the things we don't do, right, is we don't fake it. Faking doesn't mean faking, you know, trying to put on a show for others, that we're not talking about Pachlal. Faking means putting on a show for ourselves. I think this is the way it should be. And if I think that person's not like that, then he's not the Seder. And I want to be the Seder. So therefore I must do like this. I ain't got it. I'm the Seder. I mean, I could be not the Seder. Doesn't work. Very self-defeating. The question, how many times a person bumps his head on that wall before he goes, enough, stop. You know, people have done thousands of times. No, they're still old. Nobody even the curious, they'll say, this is what's called, and so it's a show. You get 10 years, maybe you out of premiums, and they'll bring all the money on the premiums, and they'll keep bumping their head on the wall. Open your eyes. Realize it doesn't work. You just got something wrong here. You can't make yourself feel. It has to come natural. You can prepare yourself and then work on it. You can't force it. And that's why in Chanan, Paul the Son said, Ikra Chonu Kavonis is before the Sisa Mitzvah. Mamish Bashas is here, Sisa Mitzvah, person goes out of that. And the only thing that's got his mind right now when I'm doing it is because the Bnei Shem wants me to do it, Kach Tzilani Abayda. Then whatever preparation that I had done properly before will come alive as I do it, without me forcing it. What I have to toil, have in mind, and I actually go to do it, is the Bnei Shem told me this is what I'm going to do, and I do what the Bnei Shem says. I want to do what the Bnei Shem says. This is what Tzayin Shemayim, I'm going to do what the Bnei Shem says. That's all. All the rest is kavanas, it's achan. You have to do before. Prepare yourself. And before the intake, prepare the intake. First kishayf, then kishayf. Shast kishayf. Achti vani abaya, I have to hear. Tkiya, true, tkiya, tkiya, true, tkiya. Then all of the achanas that you had before will come alive. To whatever degree a person is prepared. I gotta feel the day now. They're pulling the chauffeur. I got it. You go out there and two scalp and start brushing hands. I better cry now, it says, instead of cry.
Okay,
I'll catch up. There you are. There you are.
That's the name.
Huh? It's not afterwards. Next, there's a rebellion in here. It says his own pshat. The first pshat that we learned to tell now is really shame. Again, he says it's nice, very important, he brought it, so I had another pshat. So it wasn't mean nice in the room, the chokhbah said. So yeah, it's no problem. This can't happen. If you don't know what to do, you can't do. The old master initiate trick. How's that work? I don't know what to do. How does a person do more than he knows what to do? How does a person have more mice than he knows about how to do? So he's saying, it's, you know, bring it down to a different level. He's saying, you could, chokhmosai means the basic knowledge of doing the mice. Of those mice, and I'm not giving to that chokhm. So you're telling me that I have more mice than I have chokhm. So that the meisim will bring me to more chokhmah than I have, that I can hear. But how do I have more meisim than I have chokhmah? So how do you get started? So he says, he's so ignorant. This is extremely important for Yom Narayah. It's one of our best ways of approaching Yom Narayah successfully. It's a little cap-out, but it's a successful cap-out. Since it's very difficult for us to go literally not up to that necessarily. This is a cop-out that works. It's a proper, but that's a cop-out. But first of all, the way he says, how do you go about doing more mycin, having more mycin than you know about? If you don't know about, how you going to do it? So he says that this is an eitzah אלא שזוהי סמי שדיבר לפי עצה טבע אינו מקובלס שיש למי שאין יודע. ובעל יעב התנפשוי. Every person in every situation feels to whatever level he's on, whatever he knows, but to the majority of life that's in front of him, the situation, well, he really wish he had it all together, he really knew all the answers, but generally don't know the answers. Basic standard set of reality that a person is in is that he knows the other guy's answers, but the answers he doesn't know. Questions that he's up against, situations that come, the left-hand pitches that they send at him. Well, let's just do it this way. I don't know. So a person very often finds himself in the status where he feels he's an alien there. And he also realizes that you gotta know, because if you don't know, you gotta get it right. If you get it wrong, you could be disastrous. Oh, what do I know about chinuch? I was a chinuch myself, I was chinuch my kids. But if I get it wrong, I'm going to spoil the kid. So if I get it right, but I don't know what I'm going to do. Halacha, Musa, every area of a person's growth. In Shin is a chayin, a person comes up. Very often a person finds himself qualifying as a Misha in the idea. He finds that the chokhmah available to him, the practical Torah knowledge that to decide what to do in this new situation, he doesn't know. And he knows that it can be like that. So it seems a little unfair. So what do I do? I know it went there. Seems to be nowhere. So then he tells us that the Mishnah is giving us a tremendous answer. She yikavu al atzmoy lasois kol hadvorim as she gidu lo yechocholim. I don't know. But the Chachamim do know. The ones that are alive, the ones that wrote Svarim, they know the answer. The Torah knows the answer. The person who makes a general kavod that whatever he's going to hear, he's going to read, that will apply to him. From now, from step one, I'm a Kabbalah myself. So whatever proper meisim I come about, every changes that are going to have to be made, as I learn more errors, I'm a commoner to do. A person who's like with such a Kabbalah is called true or close. And it can be very, very far. It's a tzadik gomer. Because b'shamayim, a person is a tzadik shavutah with a meisim. As soon as a person makes him a Kabbalah, a general Kabbalah like that, even though he doesn't know, he already has credit for. So he has connection to the Meisim that he didn't do, he doesn't know about, and he already has an internal connection. He gets Schar and Shemayim because you're related. You have a kinyan in those things. The fact that you have a kinyan in those things will create the momentum that eventually a person will actually be kind of it. But even until he gets to the point, he already has this gap of Shemayim. The schar, the merit, the level, the ruchnichic level of a person who has all of those mice. This is the way a person can be bigger than himself. The Mishnah is teaching us, in order to be kind of chokhma, you have to be a big person, why do you be a small person? Cheap. If a person is makabal on himself, for anything that they obey and destroy, properly applied to me, will be mechayev me to do, I'll do. They became already now as big as all those mice they're going to do for the end of his days. So you can work now with the power of the siyat Yishmayim and the schar and the levels and the ruchin sticker, the kokos, desires that are developed by having to get them in these things. And then you have this new person who's working with the kokos of the giant. It's not totally get some person. It's tremendous person. If a person is macabre on himself, it's tremendous person to be in to do what's right. And as I learn, and as I learn more, whatever comes, Mirosh, blank check. Whatever's the emes of what it is. Person has everything in the mirror. Rather, such a person has mistakes. Will come, and will grow, and will get greater, and his chokhmah will be stopped. But then he tells us, as you say in general, stop, chat and wish. However, we're holding before his Rebbe and running away. We have this problem too. We have to come to Rosh Hashanah and keep it, then have to face the Baruch Hashem. And God has something to say. We have to come with something in here. So, you have kindness, there are problems. True. But, so it is a but, it's all different. There's no but, that's what it is. The person comes to the brain, you know, with a Kabbalah, change all of his awareness, it's going to second all of his awareness, it's going to not all of his majorities, and all of it. Rather, that's the main road. And actually, Shiach HaLevach, we have all the three sages of the Bnei Yehudah Jew. But for many of us, it's not so practical. Now, how do you know about maybe one aspect or something, you have to find a way to actually do true practically protest upon one particular action. What's going to do with everything else? We say, well, I'm going to take care of everything on my channel, I'm not going to do anything. So we do. Because the Rebbeinu should say, listen, I'm too small, I can't keep all your Torah. What do you remind that? You give all this Torah for every year, at all times, even for those of us who grew up in America. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. What are we going to do? Right? And I'm holding 3 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. And if we think that we're going to be able to massacre everything and bring up our levels on all fronts, 3 weeks. So the four lessons. So we can easily just cut out. We don't have to face every kind of crap. We can find a general approach to raise our level. And then, from that higher level, deal with as many problems as we're capable of. One, two, three, usually not one that. If we say 7,000, we deal with three. So we may have to finish your list. We're going to finish your list. That's new work. That's going to improve. That's going to grow. Can you do that? Yeah, can you do it. The whole big list also needs to be dealt with. Then he says that we have here a general approach that we can deal with the whole package in one job. A person can improve in a general relationship to his ishtabdus to do what's right. I read a story this week, which is millionaire rose, and gives a tremendous example of what does it mean to be properly attuned to doing what's right. The person was driving a car on a city street, coming around the curve down the hill, lost his brakes, So down the hill there were 20 kids in the road. And if he wouldn't do something, the attention's no. So he made a quick move, and he saw that if he would turn strongly to the right, there was only one old man. And he turned strongly to the right in trouble. Afterwards he realized, Shaggy, almost amazing. But right there, I'm telling you, that's going to kill a person. You're right to kill him. First, you have to ride the sugis. You find the sugis and it's yichur. Ain't different natures to play with. We don't have any right to take life into our hands and say, well, these are young people, that's an old person. You don't have to kill them, they have a choice to kill them, you kill kids, and kill an old man, you have to kill an old man, you know that. a pleyacha if he wouldn't have done anything. He didn't put the kids in the world, I mean, he didn't put the kids in the road, and he didn't destroy his brakes. Something happened in Shemayim. Why it happened to him was a much of a thing, but he wouldn't do it himself. But they turned the wheel and killed the old man, so it's a... I don't know, if you think about the situation, I don't know which one of us, if any of us, could have been any different in the situation. Because there is natural instincts like that. You see, when the little kids, an old man, hey, kill the old man, don't kill the little kids. Where did you go wrong? You went wrong in one thing. What instinctively is the first question that a person has to raise up in his mind? We have to train ourselves that instinctively the first question that comes up in mind in any situation is what's mutter and what is also. What does it tell you, sir? If you have thought for a minute, you have come upon. If you have thought for a minute that you have to realize that I'm dealing with a mitzvah, or you wouldn't go near the wheel. What would happen to that? He didn't do it. There's no choice. Shave out Tyson. Can't do an action that's going to cause one person to kill somebody. Who knew that? Why do you go wrong? Because in that momentary half a second, they have to make a decision. He wasn't thinking, first and foremost, what was the brain from say, but he went on his own instincts. Right. What's right and wrong? And he made a decision that it's right to kill an old man and not to let little kid get killed. In humanistic, I think the police would move. They killed the old man. You know, you have to kill somebody, might as well kill the old man. The Torah says you're a tzeach. It's a tremendously sharp case. But the message for us, I got hit by it very hard, right? Realizing that I'd be in a situation where I do. I'm afraid that I would kill the old man too. Because if we have an instinctive reaction to make our own cheshbonos, what we think is good and bad, but we didn't have this idea of being mishabed ourselves to the Torah. I want to know what's right, meaning what is the Torah? All cases, all situations. I don't know. I'm a shabbat myself in general, but my first thought is going to be first person. Person does that in shomo from all situations. You don't have this general type of basic relationship to the Torah. That I'm a shabbat myself, blank check. Right? I'm going to do as much as I can, as much as I know. What the Torah says. It's given over to me by the day, it's given to me by the father, I'm going to do what the Torah says. That's the most first and foremost thought that a person has with him, and he carries around with him all the time. So that situation. You know, instinctively have to make it. You don't have to do what the police, why do you put the police? I have to explain to them that have put the wheel. And I would be doing an action telling a person. And here was Shavuot Taisha, I didn't kill him, the car killed him. I mean, I could have done. I had no brakes. Not I could have. I tried to push that. I couldn't go that way, I killed the old man. Can't kill the old man. We have no alternative to say that old man's life is worth less than a really young kid's life. It's a question of business, not ours. Can't take that into our hands. The message, the lesson that there is in the story is to what degree a person has to enforce this type of Kabbalah. There's levels and levels and levels of such a Kabbalah. Not just general, somebody else will tell me something, I'll listen to it. But to feel how deeply a person has to ingrain in himself, his establish meirosh, on how decisions are going to be made, on how his actions are going to be guided. A person makes a Kabbalah Kolos to raise his level of established Tzolachah. then all of a sudden we'll realize, you know, there are things that I know they're really wrong, and I know they're really wrong, but I do them anyway. But you know they're wrong, so how do you do them anyway? The answer is because it's not completely dependent on what's right or wrong. If I would go after the protein, I may even have forgotten about them, and I may not be able to miss them. But here it tells us here, a claw. Go after the claw. There's a one general claw here that can work very well. You can raise your level on all levels in the Rasachas. You become bigger than yourself. How? Maybe you shabbat yourself to say. Yourself, yourself to Allah. Yourself, yourself to all levels of Tayyip. Musa, Shkafa. Whatever the Rebbeim will teach you. Whatever the Torah will teach you. I don't know it yet, but I know it.
Because when it was all so sharp, but the minute the Rav said it, for a split second, I could feel the beauty and the talk and everything in it. Within a split second, I could feel the Yetzirah coming from my toenails up to defeat him.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It was unbelievable. That 1 second, it was like glorious, and instantly, it had so much ruchnius in it that I could feel everything going to work to say, yeah, oh, 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 oh.